A new report released yesterday evening says that 98% of the victims of cluster munitions are civilians, not military targets. Handicap International issued the report, which says over 11,000 people have been killed by the weapons. Some 27% of them are children, who often play in the areas where the munitions have been dropped. Head of Policy Unit for Handicap International is Stanislaus Brabant. He told us that the use of the weapons has been rising in recent years.
This is one of the reasons why there is really a need for an international treaty on this weapon. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, the Hezbollah used cluster munitions against Israel. This is really significant and important because it's the first time a non-state actor used this weapon. Another type of user of this weapon is countries like Ethiopia, Eritrea, Sudan, and I think these are the main developing countries that used it. But so far, there are not so many users in the developing world. It's mostly a weapon that has been used and developed by rich countries. But a big issue to keep in mind is that we estimate that there are about 4 billion submunitions in the stockpiles of the world at the moment. And there's a huge danger that these submunitions proliferate and be sold or transferred to states that either have very little knowledge of international humanitarian law or use it in a way that is even worse than what we saw so far.